that. I don't know. He didn't know what God had put on my heart to do. I didn't know what he's going to say, but I was listening. You know, Gideon, he went down to get more evidence, and that's just like I was. I prayed. I said, God, if this is it, all right. And if it's not, amen, you show me. And tonight we're going to try to be preaching on the Holy Ghost. But I tell you, God filled me with the Holy Ghost many years ago. And I wouldn't take nothing for the experience I've had in the Holy Ghost. And I tell you one thing, folks. Amen. Folks grabbing folks by the chin, telling them they got it. Get up. They got it. They didn't get what I got. It'll get you up. Amen. It'll get you down, but it'll also get you up. Hallelujah. You don't have to quiver their chin to get them to speak in tongues. Amen. That tongue talking will roll out in a roll. It feels like as big as your arm rolling out of that inward man. Thank God. Oh, Brother Fowl, I said rolling out like a river. Thank God, flowing out. Hallelujah. Just flowing out. Thank God. Buddy, I tell you, I appreciate the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. It's real. Thank God. Amen. And I would to God that we just open. I tell you what, there's a lot of folks not far from getting the baptism right here already in this service tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. Somebody said, how do you know? I assisted through the Holy Ghost that they're not far. You know, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. Amen. That's what John said about it. Amen. He said it was a teacher. All right. We'd like to preach along the line of the Holy Ghost tonight. The Lord will be in our helper. We want you to pray for us. Somebody said, well, I've heard it preached on lots of times. I have too. But when God tells me to do it, I'm going to do it again. Amen. Because there are a lot of folks that don't have the baptism. They need the Holy Ghost. We need it in this style that we're living. And I tell you, a camp meeting's the best place in the world to get it. A meeting like this, the best place to get it. Amen. Because there's a lot of people praying, a lot of people believing God, a lot of people that are to work with you. And it's a perfect place to receive the Holy Ghost. A lot of folks praising the Lord. That's the perfect time to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Perfect time. I didn't have anybody to instruct me too much about the Holy Ghost, and I just had to seek God and really get through to where it was at. And when I got myself all shaped up, amen, and grabbed a hold of it according to the Word of God, I tell you what, it moved in. Folks, it'll move in again too. And I'm going to tell you, there's too much in the Word of God about the Holy Ghost to try to bypass it. You better not do it, amen, because we'll bump a stump. When I started, I didn't know a lot, but I didn't know enough for what I just kind of took it as it come. And I'm glad I didn't. You don't have to be smart to know this is in the Word of God. You don't have to be an educated person to know the Holy Ghost is in the Word of God. Know there's a Holy Ghost if you can read the Word of God, if you've ever heard it preached. You don't have to be all that smart. It's just simple. Simple as it could be. We'd like to go back here to begin with in Matthew 3. Amen. Well, old John came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Thank God the same John had his garment of camel hair, leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Amen. Now we're not going through it all, but mainly we'd like to get down to the 11th verse here. Praise God, because we got to cover a little scripture over further in the Bible, and we don't want to take too much time with it. And in verse 11, I indeed, John says, baptize you with water under repentance. Amen. But you see, before we get to this, there's some folks that came to John's baptism and wasn't ready for it, and he wasn't baptized. He said, you generations of vipers, who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth some fruits, meat for repentance. You see, John himself was trying to prepare people, Brother Farrell. Amen. He's trying to prepare them for an infilling, and they didn't seem to know it. But he said, look, you're going to have to get everything. You're going to have to get your priorities all straightened out here. Amen. You're going to have to get it all straightened out because, amen, there's one coming mightier than I whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He's going to baptize you. I indeed baptize you with water under repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He'll thoroughly purge his flow. Well, glory, I like that. Hallelujah. You talk about feeling good inside. Amen. If you just give up and let the Holy Ghost move in, glory to God. If you surrender and you let Him sweep your house till that Holy Ghost comes in, amen. I tell you what, I guarantee you one thing. Every little thing that you say, amen, that's off in left field, I guarantee you that it'll slap you in the face. I guarantee you that. That Holy Ghost will quicken you. Every little thing that you do in the odd direction, you won't have to ask any questions. Amen. That Holy Ghost will quicken you as soon as you move in left field. Come on. Say, that's what I like about it. It'll guide us. The Bible said it'll guide us into all truth. Amen. That's what it's for. Amen. Now, He said, I indeed baptize you with water under repentance, but he that cometh after me is going to baptize the Holy Ghost in fire, and he's got a fan in his hand, he's thoroughly purged his floor, he gathers wheat into the garment, the chaff he'll cast into unquenchable fire. Okay, we'd like to go on over here. Now, we'd like to go to the book of John 14 just for a little while. John 14 and 15, he said, if you love me, amen, keep my commandments, and I'm going to pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter, which will abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Amen. Because it seeth him not, and neither know him. Amen. But he said, you know him. Amen. Because he's in you. Amen. Shall be in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, we are glad tonight that this Comforter is still available. Then we'd like to look at John 14 and 26, where he said the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, when he's come, praise God, amen, will teach us. Now see what it said here. Got these two verses mixed up a little bit here. Just help us out here a little bit. Amen. Come on, read it, Mike. I got turned over here. Whom the Father will send in my name. Yes. All things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Well, what do you think about it? Come on. I tell you what I know about it. I don't have to think about it. I just know if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, this preacher wouldn't preach to you. I said I had to have the Holy Ghost before I could preach the Word of God. Amen. And when that preacher come in, bless God, amen, you don't have to take back water in what God's trying to do through you, Brother Powell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may not look so good, and you may not have such a good voice, and you might not be very pretty, but I'll tell you one thing, you'll be free as the breeze, thank God, and you'll have joy like a river inside of you of folks that the world don't know about. Charlie, stand up. Amen. There's a man that's scrumbled around and prayed and amen, and got to praying in the church and during the camp meeting 2 years ago. Is that right, Charlie? 2 years ago. Amen. I got to missing some out of the morning service. Amen. And one morning after service was over, I saw a bunch come out of the church and they're walking this way. Now that they come out and he's walking that way. Amen. Drifting here, come old Brother Arnold Humphrey down there and said, hey, look! Said, old John has got it. Hallelujah. Glory! Hallelujah to God. Listen to me, friend. Amen. It's still real. There was quite a few that received the baptism there in that church. Praying, bless God. Amen. In that church of a morning, they went early. The ladies had the church in the afternoon. The men had the hillsides to pray on. But they took it early that morning. Thank God we got the midst of it. A bunch got the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, if you will take out time to believe the Word of God and time to pray, you can have it too, folks. Come on, I said you can have it. Amen. Yes, sir, it's a teacher. And it's something that Jesus said is better than anything we'd ever had. And I'm made to believe it was better. Glory to God. All right, we'd like to go to the first chapter of Acts. And there's a lot we could look at. But we'd like to get on along here. Before we get to Acts, we'd like to go to Luke. Here the last part of the 24th chapter of Luke, beginning about verse 4 and 6, and talk to you just a little while. Amen. Here Jesus, amen, had led the disciples out as far as Bethany. Amen. But we're going to read here in verse 46. And he said unto them, This it is written, thou shalt behove Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of all of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in Jerusalem, in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. I want you to pay close attention to these scriptures. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. My, my. They went back with an expectation that absolutely made them happy. Now, if you'd come to church with an expectation of receiving the Holy Ghost that would make you happy, thank God I don't think you'd have any problem getting it. Amen. They went back with an expectation of receiving the Holy Ghost. They believed the Word of God strong enough, they left happy. If you believe the Word of God strong enough, you will be happy. Come on. Thank God, because the Word of God will make you free. Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. And he lifted up his hands and he blessed them and told them to go back to Jerusalem. And the Bible said they turned on their way, amen, with great joy. They went back, amen. I'd like to go on a little further here. You know, it's one thing to talk about receiving the Holy Ghost, another thing to get after it. Come on! It's just like making a garden. If you hadn't made a garden already, if you hadn't got a garden started, it's time you're going to get started. Unless we just kind of farm around the fire. You know, a lot of folks does farming around the fire. A lot of folks get the Holy Ghost, amen, just, you know, in everyday routine. And it always getting the Holy Ghost. They just got to have it. Got to have it, got to have it, got to have it. I had an uncle one time that said he's going to quit snuff. Said he's going to quit snuff. His wife said, we got to quit. And he said, I know we got to quit. But he is so carnal-minded, he didn't know what really quitting meant. He didn't know where it meant anything or didn't mean anything. But she was serious about it. I'll never forget it. I was standing with him going to school, walking about 3 miles one way. And he looked at her and he said, we got to quit. I know we got to quit. But just send and get another quarter's worth to taper off on. So a lot of folks have papered about getting this Holy Ghost about long enough. That taper don't get it. My aunt quit her snuff and my uncle died dipping it. Are you hearing me all right? If you're trying to taper into this thing, forget it. We got to get up and walk into it. Come on, we got to believe what the Word of God said about it. Get up, Brother Bob, and walk into the thing. Now, come on now. I know the Holy Ghost ain't too popular to preach on anymore. I know that. Bless God, it's popular to me. It may not be to you, but it'll always be popular to me. Hallelujah. All right, you that got the Holy Ghost, say amen. See, the Lord wants, the reason the devil don't want you to get the Holy Ghost, he knows you've got a weapon, amen, that you can use, and he knows if you keep it, you're going to use it. And he knows if you keep it, he's defeated. Come on, praise him tonight. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, if it hadn't been for that Holy Ghost. If it hadn't been for that Holy Ghost. Thank God this preacher wouldn't have been able to preach to you tonight, even as he does. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's real. I said it's real. These folks went back. Amen. We're going to the book of Acts. And we'd like to get into the first chapter here just a little bit. You just stay with us. We tried to question God. And I got to praying and and trying to find out what God wanted. How many of you preachers ever do that? My, just struggle and struggle and struggle, and after a while he says, do this or do that. And amen, and you settle it in your mind pretty quick that that's what you got to do. Now, I tell you what, if we program everything, we're liable to miss God anyway, but anyway, if you depend on the Holy Ghost, Brother Powell, it's going to work out all right. It don't make any difference. He knows what he's doing, because the Bible said he's a teacher, didn't he? And he said he's a guider. Amen. He'd lead us and he'd guide us into all truths and bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever he'd said. Right here in the first chapter of the book of Acts, I'm going to do just a little bit of reading. I felt led to do it. I feel there's a reason to do it. I don't hardly ever do it, but I'm going to read. I'm going to begin it right here at that verse 1. The farmer's treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both do, to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining unto the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them. Now he's rehearsing the same matter back here that we were just reading in the book of Luke. Said unto them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. He said, it's coming, fella. Amen. It's just right around the turn. Thank God it's coming. Amen. I'm glad that it's here to stay. Thank God. I'm glad that it'll be here. Thank God, as long as time exists, until Jesus splits the clouds of glory. Amen. It'll still be here. Glory to God. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time nor the season which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I want you to get this word. Ye shall receive power after. Do you get that with me? I know that most of you know this by heart. You heard it preached. Friends, it's just as real, it's just as real as it was the first time you ever heard it preached. Amen? It's just as real as it was the first time you heard it. He said, you shall receive power after. I suppose that Peter couldn't really comprehend, along with the rest of the folks, that he'd stand up on the soapbox and preach before he left the upper room. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Amen! I believe he was standing there dumbfounded. He thought he had some carnal thoughts too. He thought he's going to come back and restore the kingdom again, carnally, naturally. That's the way of it. You know, we go at this thing carnal-minded, and that's the reason we don't receive any more than what we do. We're too carnal. Amen. The Bible says to be carnal-minded is death. I believe in the book of Romans, to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. Amen. If we live after the flesh, we'll die. But if we, through the Spirit, mortify the deeds of the body, we'll live. It don't do to let our minds be too carnal and be too far from God, because we'll never get what God's got for us. Are you hearing me all right? How many would like to have what God's got for you? Friends, don't think that Holy Ghost is not for you. Because Peter said it's for you and your children, for as many as the Lord, for them so far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And he knew what he's doing, because he got that fire burning down on the inside before he preached that. Hallelujah. Glory. He couldn't have said that before he went in that upper room, or before he came out of that upper room. He couldn't have said that. Amen. But now he can say it. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That wasn't all he said to do. He said they'd come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto both in Jerusalem and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. Amen. Thank God. Okay, over here in the second chapter, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord, one place, And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind that filled all the house where they were sitting. Thank God. Sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothes and tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled. I want you to get this word all. They were all filled. Praise God. Amen. Now, according to Peter's statement, he said the number of the men, amen, and women that was in there at this particular time was 120. I don't know where the 500 got off to, where the rest of 500 got off to. Somewhere along the line, they didn't believe the story. The carnal mind must have took them fishing. Amen, the carnal mind must have took them on a journey. Are you hearing me all right? Amen, but they said this 125, bless God, that had it pondered in their heart that there's a going after what God said they could have. I would to God tonight that we'd ponder in our heart that we're going to go after what God said was ours, and we wouldn't stop till we got it. Amen, that we'd press in there until we got, amen, what God said we could have. I'm sick of seeing the devil rob folks out of the promises of God, amen, making them think it's not necessary. That lying demon out of the very pits of hell lying to folks, tell them they don't need it, they don't need it, they don't need it. I got three boys living. As far as I know, they're all living yet. And I got one boy that got saved and got filled with the Holy Ghost. And you folks know him. And a lot of other folks, the devil knows him too. Then I got two other boys that got in, barely prayed through. Now, are you hearing me all right? Is this all right? I'd say it if this year. And they barely prayed through, and neither one of them is going to church or a Christian now, as far as I know. Is that all right? You think I ain't mad at the devil? Don was filled with the Holy Ghost when he's 8 years old, and some folks say don't let these little kids get involved. Come on. Don was filled with the Holy Ghost when he was 8 years old. I lost a hay crop holding a revival. Nothing happened, but Don got filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Come on, praise the Lord with me tonight. Don got filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Don, just of course to me, you know, he's a great fella like all the other boys. The other boys is great boys, but Don, to me, is a great man of God. And buddy, he's not about to quit. He fights the devil in the church and on the air and everywhere he goes. He's instant in season and out of season. Bless God, he's able to stand against the adversaries. He's a witness. He's a light. Thank God, where are we tonight? I can tell you where we are. We're in a world where many folks are deterred because they think it's not necessary. Come on, I'm about to shout. I'll tell you, it's necessary that folks get filled with the Holy Ghost. Be not drunken with wine, where is in excess, but be filled with... You done heard it. You're going to hear it again. I know you will. How in the world did these two preachers know what was going to take place today? You summed that out. I like this. I like this. I like it that way. Brother Mike didn't know what God had laid on my heart, and I didn't know what God was laying on his heart. But I sat listening. Amen. Listen. God put his approval on it. The Holy Ghost put his approval on it. We could call, we could count these things, amen, unnecessary if we want to. I'm going to tell you everything that's in the Word of God. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 10. He tells us there, he said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Put on! Put on! Put on! Come on now. Wait a minute. Somebody said, preacher, I don't feel like seeking for the Holy Ghost. I just hadn't got any urge. Amen. Well, here he says in Ephesians 6 and 10, he said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Put on! A lot of folks are waiting to get stirred up for somebody to lay their hands on them to get them stirred up. But the Bible says, stir up the gift. Paul said to Timothy, stir up the gift within you. You do it. Your place to get stirred up. Come on, I would to God that everybody that knew God tonight would get stirred up, would shake yourself and stir yourself. The devil's about to roar line seeking whom he may devour. Brother, don't you ever lay that weapon down and don't underestimate the weapon of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost has caused me to receive healing I'd have never saw. I'd have never got it if it hadn't been for the Holy Ghost. Amen. The guidance of the Holy Ghost has done miracles for me that I could tell you and tell you and tell you. Amen. You'd think I was a lying, but God knows it's the truth. That Holy Ghost has done miracles for you. I'm going to speak for you. The Holy Ghost has done miracles for you. Miracle after miracle. Miracle after miracle. When you would have fainted, you would have never stood the test if it hadn't been for the Holy Ghost, for that guidance. Well, glory to God of the Holy Ghost in your life. Folks, if we ever needed anything in this world to make us able to stand, Brother George, if we need it now. I said if we ever needed it before, we sure do need it now. We've got church folks, amen, that I said they had got the Holy Ghost 40 years ago, and they're trying to live on that 40 year ago experience. This Holy Ghost is something you got to cultivate. You got to let it operate. Thank God it'll quit. It'll move out. He's done. He's easy to treat. Thank God he'll move out if you don't treat him right. I said if you don't treat him right, he'll move out. And when he moves out, I tell you, you're in a bad shape. We got a lot of folks that said they got the Holy Ghost. Can I preach this away? They said they got it 40 years ago. They hadn't had the guidance of the Holy Ghost in so long. Amen. That they're just dreaming. It's a nightmare to them. Come on. My, if the Holy Ghost had shaken them, they look all around them to see if anybody's looking. Come on. My God, be not drunken with wine, where necessity be filled with. Glory. My. I'll tell you, you let three or four people get filled with the Holy Ghost in a church. Thank God. And you talk about having a revival. We have revival. And folks, really, I'm talking about getting filled, losing control. Amen. Drunk on that new wine. Drunk on that new wine. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The kind that absolutely will stir your innermost being. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, sir. The kind you try to go to sleep and it wakes you up again. Hallelujah. Go, God. Help us tonight to go back. Amen. To the altars of God and get a reality as we had in the beginning. Let us shake ourselves tonight. Thank God and see. Amen. If the Holy Ghost is properly operating in our lives as it was a year ago. Come on. Let's shake ourselves tonight. Thank God we're going to have all the service here just pretty quick. Yes, start shaking ourselves. Amen. Is the Holy Ghost operating in our life now as it did 6 months ago? Is it operating now as it did 4 weeks ago? Somebody said, oh, well, now, it just once in a while, it moved. I know it did, and under the law, once in a while it moved. The Bible said they spoke as they moved on by. Brother, we're not moved on by. We're in field. Come on! I said it not. There's no by to it. We are an infill vessel. If we've got it, we've got it within us. And if we hadn't, we hadn't got it. Brother, and if it's there, it's there. And if it's gone, it's gone. Hallelujah to God. Amen. For he said, I'll be in you. A well. A water springing up. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Somebody said you got to be careful you'll offend people. Yeah, I got badly offended. I got crippled when I was an old center boy, standing on a low water bridge when old Sister Alta Lee, amen, raised her hand to heaven, went speaking in other tongues. It looked to me like that she completely changed. Didn't look like the same person when she began. And she, I'll tell you, she got a fair shot at me, I'll tell you. You talk about wetting like a cabbage leaf in July. I wilted. I thought I'd stay with that bunch of young folks and laugh it off. But when that Holy Ghost got to talking, Brother Hitter's a different story. You know what happened to me? Thank God I found myself going off the south end of that low water bridge, calling under some tag orders out by the edge of the river where there was about to baptize on the other side. Them old hot tears are running down. I'm slinging this way and that way, brother. Somebody said it don't melt anything. Oh, brother, amen, don't tell me that I never from that very day on, I was under conviction to the very night that I prayed. Let me tell you, Pope, if you let the Holy Ghost use you, amen, folk can't stay around you without getting convicted. That Holy Ghost will convict people. I know. He'll convict people. If you got a companion, amen, that's not a Christian. Ladies or men, if you'll get the Holy Ghost and let the Holy Ghost up, oh, you say, now wait a minute, preacher, you don't know my companion. I wouldn't have any companion. Amen, you'd have the best companion you ever had. If you let that Holy Ghost talk. Amen. Oh yeah, but I'd get in trouble. The same thing that gets you in trouble gets you out. Come on. That same Holy Ghost that gets you in trouble will get you out of trouble. Come on, I said that same Holy Ghost, if it gets you in, it'll get you out. Thank God. Amen. So don't worry about that. But if we'll let the Holy Ghost rule within us and really get filled, I'll tell you, our churches will be different. Our everyday life will be different. Folks around us will know that we're different. Thank God it'll be a different atmosphere everywhere we go. I'll tell you about something about real, feel, Holy Ghost filled people. There's something about them. Now watch this. I know. And I've been in places where folks would be talking rough and folks that didn't believe in anything. All at once some Holy Ghost filled person woke up. Now, I'm not talking about a hypocrite. A hypocrite comes in, man, he's had it. Come on. But if a real, founded, Holy Ghost-filled person walks in, you can hear a pin hit the floor. They'll begin to wall their eyes at one another like a balked horse. What does it? You tell me. Come on! Glory to God! The Holy Ghost will penetrate lives. Amen. Come on, praise Him tonight. Oh, somebody said, I'd just give anything if I could get lost in spirit like I used to get lost in spirit. Man, I hadn't been blessed in years and years, and I'd just give anything. Well, no, you wouldn't either. Amen. You wouldn't just have to give anything. Just give it all. Amen. Just giving anything don't get it. When you give it all, it gets it. Come on, I said, when you give it all, it gets it. God wants to fill us. But these folks came out of that upper room. It'll do more than that. It'll make you witnesses. They came out of that upper room with boldness like they never had before. Could you say amen? Amen. They left there, amen, with the signs following their ministry, different to what they ever had before. Before they'd, the Lord had breathed on some of them and He had... Amen. He had given them power to heal the sick. And amen. But He said, I'm going to give you something better, boys. It's going to be there all the time. When I'm not around, it's going to be there. That's exactly what He done. That's the time we're living in. Listen, folks. We need more of God tonight. Amen. Than maybe we even realize we do. Amen. Somebody said, I just think, Lord, just take just a little bit of it at the time. Well, there we go tapering again. And I'm afraid that ain't going to work. What we got to do, we got to wade out into the water and let God do it. And then stand on what God's done for us. my friend, and he'll keep doing more. Tonight, we're going to have an altar service right now. I know the signs is going to follow the believers because the Bible said so. Amen. If we need to be filled and refilled. If it's leaked out, we need to have a refilling of the Holy Ghost tonight. I believe we can get it. We're gonna have a prayer meeting here tonight. Amen. I believe we can get what God's got in store for us right here tonight. If you feel that you hadn't been active in the Holy Ghost hadn't spoke to you, and maybe you've had a gift of interpretation, that's all died out. Maybe you had some discernment you don't have tonight. What's happened? Amen. Come on. I tell you, the disciples got together and prayed one time in the place where the place was shaken, the book of Acts, and the place was shaken, and then they went forth confirming the word with signs falling again. If the signs is not falling, you folks, it's time for a shaking. I said, it's time for a shaking. I want you to stand up with us tonight. Amen. A time for a shaking. You talk about a camp meeting. That's all we need. We just need a shaking. I tell you, God did some shaking here last night. And I believe He'll do some more tonight, my friend. And we're going to do it just like we did last night. Because it looks like it's almost impossible to get folks to come to honor everybody and kneel. And we're going to have a prayer line tonight. Just exactly like we did. Not exactly like we did last night. But we're going to start it. Amen. Similar to what we did last night. I want the preachers to all get come up here and stand facing the crowd. Y'all don't care. Amen, Brother Mike. Some of you just kind of lead out here and face the crowd, and we're going to have a... listen, there's some folks last night didn't come through the prayer line. A very few that didn't. And they didn't for some reason or other. I don't know why. I wouldn't miss it at all. Amen, because we need one another. We need one another. We need all the God we can get. Amen, we need to pray for one another. I said we need to pray for one another. I know we had some folks in service on Saturday night, and we had a couple of men that didn't come through the prayer line. And that man told me after the service, he said, we sat right there and lost that and let it go by. And another man sitting right over from him came through and got his healing. And said, here we have wasted our time, sat here and wasted our time and didn't do anything. You ladies form a line right here in front of them, will you? Amen. Get as close there as you need to lay hands on folks. Amen. Praise God. Yes, get fierce about this tonight, folks. We need everything God's got for us. And I tell you, if that oil's leaked out of your vessel, why don't you go down and get another filling? Why don't you go down and get another filling? Thank God. Tonight would be a night for you to get a filling, an infilling of the Holy Ghost. If you've never had the Holy Ghost, amen. If you're a sinner, you've never been saved, just come through here and let these folks know what you want. If you want to kneel at the altar, they'll give you a place here to kneel at the altar. We'll work with you just as long as you want to work. If you don't think you can receive the Lord like this, that this group standing up here, there's plenty of room to kneel, thank God. So just whatever you feel to do, do it. Amen. Anything to get God in your life. Anything to be filled. Anything to get more of God. Be willing. They're going to sing. We're going to ask folks to start this end of the line, pass it through here. You got a need, you want to make mention to these brothers up on this end, Brother Farrell, the brother, or the sister over there, somebody, just go ahead and do it. And they're going to be praying for you. Amen. We're going to start a prayer line. You said, I went through the prayer line last night. I did too, and I'm going back through too.